This way.
Need more?
So England, it takes a few days.
No. We need more?
Went up in England, so many years I said yes.
It's on? Yes, it's on.
Okay, so I wanted to, last time we did the Sora Sheni, which was Achdus, we spoke about it a bit. I guess last time before that we did something else, we did something else. I wanted to sort of, I don't know if digressing is the right word for it, but speak a little bit about some of the halachic aspects of the Yichud, of Yichudei Hashem Yisbarach. Just time, it's an interesting topic and misquoted sometimes. Christianity and Islam, how do we look at it in terms of a Yichud and Shniyos and so on and so forth? It's Nogea for a bunch of things. It's Nogea Lamashal if they're Yayin. I mean, it's not Nogea that we're going to give them Skila for many reasons. That's not the issue. The issue is the wine, if it's also Bahanah or just also Bishtiyah. If they're Ovde Avodah Zarah, then it's also Bahanah. If they're Ovde Avodah Zarah, it's also Bishtiyah, but it's not also Bahanah. It's Nogea if you're allowed to do business with them, because you might cause them to swear in the name of his God. That's a halacha. That's nogea. It's nogea going into a church and different things of that nature. Going to a mosque, going to a church. All those in yanim are nogea and yarek vayavar. Those are topics. So the Rambam says that Yishmaelim, their concept of Yichud is correct. In other words, he refers to Muhammad usually as the Meshugana, but he holds Arabs to believe in Achdus of Hashem. That is, the Beis Yosef says so. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down, which is interesting. The Shulchan Aruch just says, a guy who is not Oivid, Avodah Zarah, he doesn't mention Yishmaelim, the Rambam does, and in the Shulchan Aruch it's a little bit strange, because Shulchan Aruch would expect him to mention it. He usually quotes the Rambam straight out. Doesn't quote the Rambam. It might be a censorship issue that they didn't want to be medayik, a difference that Arabs are better than Christians, but the Shulchan Aruch was Sachakol, the Machabal did live in Eretz Yisrael. So it's strange, he sort of doesn't say it. So he just says, a goy who is not over Avodah Zarah, whatever it might be, whoever it might be, is going to be, his wine will be Asa B'Shtiyah, but Mutar B'Hanah. The Rambam says, Mefurish, Yishmaelim are the ones we're talking about. This issue came up in another context that the Rambam writes about this. The Rambam writes, in his Igeres HaShmat, was a letter written in the following circumstances. There was one of the many rulers in Taman that tried to convert people to Islam. Somebody got up and told them that if they're not Mosa Nefesh, they don't have Chalakal Mahaba, and it's Yarek Valyava. The Rambam writes very sharply against it, and the Rambam writes Chas V'Shalom. Their emuna in the God is is perfect. They don't have any issues in the etzem emunah of their God. And as far as the other stuff, so there's no chiyuv of being aviyav. He writes extremely sharply against the person who is who told him to be mosa nefesh. Very, very sharply against him. He holds him to be rotzeach and a terrible person because he's discouraging everybody and he's telling him that anyone who converted under duress is a kaifer and a chulu v'chulu. Very, very sharp. There's another interesting place where he writes about what he feels about the emunah of the Arabs. There's a letter to a ger, Ovadia de Ger, Rabbi Ovadia de Ger. It's interesting because there's a chassidish of Osiris that the Yishmael never produced gerim. The Rambam writes Rabbi Ovadia de Ger, who was obviously an Arab. And this Rabbi Ovadia de Ger, it's printed in the Igris. Rabbi Ovadia de Ger had an argument with his Jewish Rebbe, His Jewish Rebbe said that Arabs are over the Avodah Zarah, and he said that when they throw the rocks, that's not cool, and this and that, had a whole thing. He wrote, and he argued with his Rebbe, and he told his Rebbe, you don't know what you're talking about, basically, and his Rebbe told him that you're an idiot, and this and that. It kind of was a little bit rough on him, and he wrote a letter to the Rambam complaining about it. And the Rambam really, really, with a vengeance, goes to task against the Ger's Rebbe. And it's fascinating. First of all, he writes that it's absolute Avodah Zarah. He says, you're right 100%. The throwing the rocks, they have the ceremony at the Hajj that has nothing to do with Markulis and all the stuff that his Rebbe said. He said it's wrong. He said he should apologize to you, and you know, he because you're right and he's wrong. Besides which, he says, a person who left his family and his community and his life to be mizdabik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a profoundly wise person. You know, how can you call a person like that a fool? A chacham, a maskil, a navon, and this, that. Very, very, very moving letter. But the bottom line, halachically, he writes clearly, they are not over the Avodah Zarah. On that, now, so on the din of the Yaharag Val Yava part, so on the din of it not being Yai Nesach, that pretty much, I think, everybody agreed. I don't think anyone disagreed with that, really. But as far as Yaharag Val Yava goes, there was actually, most Rishonim disagreed, and it seems for two different reasons. And again, it's hard sometimes, hard to get an exact finger on it, but most of the Shalim and Sanhedrin, there's a Yad Ramah, there's a Ran, Zemiri, they say that even though the Etzem picture of Emunah is one God, but the ritual of a different religion is Avodah Zarah. In other words, it's a Hishtachavoya. You know, Avodah Zarah means, in terms of the halachic issue of Avodah Zarah, it's an issue of an alternative religion. You know, it's the Hishtachavoah Derech Avdus. Even if we're not talking about exactly their picture of what they're worshiping to, that constitutes Avodah Zarah. That's the way they say. So, you know, same thing. Oysem Ishmaelim HaMishagoyim. You know, even though they believe in God, but the Hishtachavoah is Derech Avdus.
I mean, it's not what you think, it's what you do.
I don't know. I had a hard time putting. I'll tell you in a second. Someone else writes, but I had a hard time getting a finger on what they mean exactly, because they're bowing. I mean, yes, they bow to a rock, but they claim that they're bowing to God at this place. I'm not sure what exactly they say. A hishtachavah derech avoda constitutes avodah zarah. I'm not sure if he means that there was a figure there or something, which there wasn't, there was a rock there. Did he think that they're worshipping the rock and they're just saying the Maimon Achdus? I don't know. I can't get a finger on it. The Radvaz has a big tshuva on it. It's a Chelek Dalet. And the Radvaz in his tshuva writes that he says, you know, someone asks him basically, someone asks him kind of, can he convert to become a Muslim if there's a lot of duress? It sounded like the way the Shul writes it, it's like very rarely when somebody holds a gun to your head, do you have the option of writing into the Radvaz and waiting for an answer. It sounds like, you know, I need to shave Chalmoid, you know, it would be convenient, you know, I mean, that's the way the Shailah sounds like. It would be kind of nice if I could convert to Islam. What's the Rambam says it's mutter, doesn't he? Like, you know, that's what it sounds like. And that's what the flavor, you have to know what the, but the Shailah, it's strange because, you know, it doesn't, you can't write in a Shailah on that if it's on the normal circumstance. So he says it's a big mistake and I'll be Mevayah the Inyan. So again, it's very hard. There's things missing there. I can't put a finger on it. But basically, there's a long mahalach that if you really, really look into it, the circumstances, Manav Shachi says, when they converted to Islam, if they want, he's doing it lahachis. He's doing it to be mavel adas. I mean, it's only if you do it for your own benefit, bit sinner, that there's a heter of onus. But if it's doing it b'fahesia, And he's doing it lahachis. And the Ba'ikah the Das, you have three reasons why I'm quite to be Masa Nefesh. So it cannot, can't, the circumstance of somebody forcing Islam on people that should be Bitsina and just for his own benefit, and it's kemat not shayach, and that's why he says that's one element. Then he says, he sort of slips into another nekuda. He says, and be'etzem, he says, avodas kochavim is not just a specific din in Shulchan Aruch that, you know, if God has such dinim or such and such din, he says, you're replacing the religion. I mean, that's Avodah Zarah. You're replacing Judaism with Islam. It's not a specific technicality, this particular Maisa. You're talking about supplanting the entirety of the religion. And he says it's also Kfira in Torah's Moshe is one of the Ikrim, and Bemela, that's also a reason Moshe Nefesh. That's what the Radvaz writes. So there seem to be three flows in the three different inyanim. One is that to figure out a din where there's no mitzvahs nefesh is almost impossible circumstances. Secondly, the akira of the religion. I mean, it's not the pshat. If a person is a practicing Muslim, it's not the pshat. He's missing Krishna Bismanoi and this and that. He replaces religion. That's Avodah Zarah. That's the way he says it. It's absurd. And third of all, he says, the core belief, yes, it, as far as Avodah Zarah goes, it's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah for Yisurim and so on, it has to be Avodah Zarah, but in terms of the Yaharik Val Yavrin Avodah Zarah, it's supplanting Das Elokim and with a different Das. That's the Radvaz's tshuva, very strong tshuva, and that seems, yes?
Is it either...
So that's a shaila. The Rambam, it's interesting. Normally, under normal mitzvahs, the Rambam writes that it's wrong, but in the tshuvas and in the Igeres Hashmad, the machloks we shown him in normal circumstances. In the Igeres Hashmad, he writes, but somebody wants to be Moser Nefesh is Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. He doesn't explain how, but he says the people of Moser Nefesh did something great. The other people, no. So that's as far as Islam goes. And he also says it's impossible. He says if you're living as a Muslim, you're going to be called a kula. It's not the pshat. It, basically, for all practical purposes,
this is
all the Radvaz. Yeah. This is all the Radvaz. And yeah, you have the other Rishonim that say that it's derech. It's a derech of avoda. I'm not quite sure. Again, hard. I have a hard time pinning it down exactly. That's as far as Islam is concerned. But that there are no specific dinim of Avodah Zarah that everybody seems to apply. In other words, walk into a mosque and v'chulu, there doesn't seem to be, even though the Shofar kind of brings it down very fuzzy, but I think that seems to be across the board, yes, muskam. In terms of...
So you can't just convert to Islam, but everything else is...
Right, you know, dinim of Avodah Zarah, specific dinim of Avodah Zarah, as would apply Yisurei Hanoah and dealing with them and selling them things that they might use, all that stuff, there doesn't seem to be a problem with it. That I haven't seen anyone argue on that included. Christianity, yeah.
That will just copy Islam, though.
Just copy Islam. Christianity is much more complex. One of the main problems with all of these inyanim is who's the Pesach Ador for Christians? Who's the Rabbi Yashiv that we can ask a Shaila? You know, they've issued tons of material. A lot of it says each other, and so on. So let's first identify the two areas, apart from what would be wrong with Islam. One area is they seem to believe in Shituf, that there are more than one God. They do believe in a Trinity, which is a core part of it. And, or, as a corollary to that, which is the way the Rambam actually has them, he has the next... They believe if their understanding of Yeshu is some sort of God, then they're also making God into something physical, which is the next one, Shlilus Hagashmus. So there are two areas, and it's one of the mistakes. And people ask you why Jews rejected Yashka, and people say he was false, he was a Mashiach Shekh, that. The real reason is, well, not just the way it's presented is Avodah Zarah. We can't believe in more than one God, and we can't believe in a physical God. It's avodah zarah. Everything else is irrelevant. You know, he could have done 1,000 nisim. It's a parasha in the Torah that a navi that comes along does nisim from today till tomorrow. If what he's preaching is avodah zarah, it's never mutter and under no circumstance. That's not Torah Shabbat. It's Torah Shabbat Ksav. And there's no point in belaboring it. Now all the other stuff is mimayet. It makes a difference. At the end of the day, the core is definitely avodah zarah dik. The real now. So for Yehari Valyavar, that seemed to have been agreed. That's not. What about all the other stuff? So there is a Ramah in two places that says something. The Ramah says it in Or HaChaim, and there is a small, largely neglected Simin in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Kufnun Vav. That right between Shachris and all the brachas about going to work after you finish davening and doing honest business. It has many elements that make it not a simon that many people want to learn. It's about going to do out your business and not to do too much business and to be very honest, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak to Rechilas and so on and so forth. It's got too many things uncomfortable. A simon like that. And one of the things it says is not to do business with a guy, because what will happen is if you have a disagreement, he's going to sue. Not to do business meaning a partnership, not a buy-sell relationship, but a partnership, because you're going to cause him to swear b'shem Elohav. So you're creating a avodah zarah type of thing. So the Ramah says, but Ha'idnoi says that the goyim are not real maminim. They don't really believe in they what they call their God. They mean the Osa Shemayim Va'aretz, and goyim are not mitzvah l'shutuf. So we could be makel. He says it.
So,
what?
So the issue is, if for having them acknowledge their God, we shouldn't be doing
having
this.
Them swear in the name of the God. In other words, when he'll get up and he'll say, you know, you paid me for this, you didn't pay me for this, and so on and so forth, and he'll say, I swear by whatever it is. So A, it's a certain lefneiver involved, and two, you are creating a glorification of the name of that God. That's sort of the issue.
I mean, that's different than sneezing in front of somebody.
Yeah, you know, do you have a Meshabura, a Chelik Beis?
Right.
What? Sorry?
That's different than sneezing in front of somebody and they say...
Bless you.
Right, and their intention is...
Listen, I don't know if one is allowed to purposely sneeze by a goy to get the brach bay a brach to mash the bay a brach for the yom. But here it's a situation where it's a serious thing. You know, it's people. When somebody tells you bless you, it doesn't mean anything. But when a guy says I swear this and that, so Andrea, what comes along? Okay. No, just want to see the Ramah and. There was a sif in between. After davening says learning, then it says seder maaseh matan. I should have been okay. So he says v'yisidim v'yizoyim alaskei shana v'atola v'yizoyim alishtatif makusim shemizchayv leshvua v'oibim shalei yishem al picha. So it's kilu his goyrim for a shvua of haga v'yesh makilim basiyah shutvis makusim bizman hazeh. Mishum she'ein akusim bizman hazeh nishpoim avodah zarah. Ve'af al pi demaskir avodah zarah, even though they mention Yeshu's name, mikol makoim kavanosam lo yisrael shemayim v'aretz. Their kavanos lo yisrael shemayim v'aretz. Elo shemishtatvin, shemishtatvin shemayim v'davacha. They're eating. In other words, their concept is the same idea of God that we have. They associate another person with it. And there's no problem of lefteiva, the harei einam muzharim ala shituf. Since they don't have a chiyuv on shituf, they don't have an iser on shituf. So where's the lefteiva? That's what Ramos says here. So Ramos says there also. The achroinim, notably, and a few others, Tshubas, Ephraim, others, they jump on it, and they say that's absolutely not true. They say there's no place where it says that Goyim are Mutar B'Shituf. The only thing, they say it in the Ramah, but they say the only thing it could mean is he has no issur to be nishba in a shituf. In other words, to be meshatif something to Shem Shemayim Shavua, that in that parasha that's not a problem. But in Etzem Emunah, they say it's avodah zarah and it can't be. The Ramah himself, there are clear eyes that the Ramah does not hold like that. The Ramah in your day, it's asking the Dr. Moshe. He says it much more unfortunate in a way that you can't. Ramos certainly seems to hold, and again he brings Raya from his Taisis in a few places. There's three Taisis, Bukharis, other places. All of those places you can, you know, it's not clear. The Taisis sort of clips it off. Not 100% clear what he's referring to, but it could also mean a Shavua. But the Gdol Achronim, many Achronim Sfarim, I'm talking about the Yehuda, talking about Ephraim, talking about others. They all say Chas V'Shalom. They are mitzvah on the Isser of Shita, because that's sort of the core emuna of what Avodah Zarah is and not. It's just that they have no Isser to be mitzvah of someone else in a Shavua. Two more notes on it. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam starts. It's very interesting. It's one of the few places where the Rambam starts with Avodah Zarah, with a history of Avodah Zarah. It's weird why. I mean, how did Avodah Zarah get started? He has a whole perek of Avodah Zarah get started, and the question is like, what's the point of it? I mean, Avodah Zarah is and seemed to always have been, and so on. That's Tama Sepi. I once thought that the Rambam needs to answer something. It's a big shalom and emunah. I mean, Adam HaRishon knew Hashem the way none of us will ever know. I mean, Hashem was imminent to him. It was, Akash Baruch was there, Noach, all these people. So mainly they did Averis, you have Taibus and Tzharis. But who was the first guy that said, no, maybe it's a rock over here? So the Rambam maps out a psychological step-by-step process, how they got from the Emes to the Sheker. And he says, the first thing is, first thing was God, great. Then they said, you know, it's not enough. There's a hidah mitzvah if we're mechabed all of the shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, a wonderful sun, a wonderful moon, a wonderful this. So they gave cover to them al shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they said, it's not just enough to mention it, and so we should build temples to them. And then somebody came along and said, I just heard from this God. He shows how it transitioned. But the mashmos and the Rambam is that the first stage of also giving kavod to those other beings does not fall under Avodah Zarah. Because the Rambam is it's step four is Avodah Zarah, step one is Emunah, step two and three are not real Avodah Zarah. It's only when they crossed over a certain point that it became Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam's mashmos is that Shituf in that sense would not be in Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, the way we saw, I don't know if we saw it last time or we'll see it next time, I'm not sure, in the Sefer, writes that Yichud or Achdus and incorporalities are two sides of the same coin. You can't have one God if in any way you can describe him. The word description means you can put a line around it. I when I describe somebody, I always describe him by certain limitations. I say he's tall means he doesn't go past 6'5". At that point, there's no more him. You know, he takes up certain space. He has a certain color. There's always a description that I'm doing by limiting it. If it's all pervasive, there's no way to limit it, then there's no way to describe it, really. That is the lashon of... that's the Rambam's. So according to the Rambam, it's hard to see that you could really believe in one God and yet in a few gods and not be able to serve. If a person really understands the Yeshu, a person really believes in Yeshu and thereby he's making it into two entities, he's automatically made it into some sort of corporeal being. That seems to me in the Rambam. There's one more point in the Rambam that's very interesting. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says the following. He speaks about what Emunah is. He says, Emunah cannot constitute words that you can't possibly draw an image. Now, I want to explain that. There are things in the world, there are plenty of things in the world that we can't draw an image of. And yet, we're quite comfortable with them as existing. For instance, justice. The concept of justice, I think we all agree, it certainly as a concept exists, whether in practice or not, but it exists. And yet, there are no pictures of it. You have things in math, like the square root of minus one, which is an imaginary number. It's an entity, and we're comfortable working with it, and we're comfortable using it, but it's there's no way we can translate into the senses. What the Rambam means is, and we'll say in a second, he says, I can't say I believe in God if I can't define what it is. What exactly is it? Well, God is just God. Well, that's great. But I think we can all agree with that. But what does it mean you believe in it? And that's why the Rambam was very insistent that you have to be able to put down some points that are describing it. As a muscle of something which people say and claim to believe, but can't be seen as believing, he says, is the Christian notion of Trinity. He says, well, the official Christian statement, I think it was at one of the very early conventions, I think it was Nicosian, they came up with the formula, he is three but one, and one but three. He said that statement is a nonsense statement. It's not true or false, it is not a statement. If you can't tell me what it means, it's three and it's one, three and one can't be the same thing. So a person can say something, a person can say, it manifests itself in three ways, or it consists of three elements, in that case it would be avodah zarah, but it would be a meaningful statement. The statement means something. A statement that doesn't mean anything, the emunah is not shayach in that. And therefore, when a Christian mouths it, he's not saying anything, he doesn't mean anything. He either believes in one God, and he put on a band-aid of three because he needs to, or he believes in three and he's put on one because doesn't want to be able to deserve. But you can't essentially believe in something that you can't define or describe. Rabban, and he has a vikuach with Comer, has the same point. He says, well, let me just ask you. In the committee of three, is it always a consensus or they can disagree? In other words, I'm being a little physical, but he says, when you tell me that so-and-so is tall, white, and 40 years old, we're not talking about three people. We're talking about three different yanim. Because they translated the Trinity in the Rabban's Vikuach as Yecholes and Rots. And he said, stop playing with words. Is it possible to split them apart? Can one exist without the other or not? If Chaim is tall, white, and 40 years old, they can't exist separately. This is him. It's just three different qualities that I'm describing. But if I say that it's a tight-knit committee of three people, well, there could be a bigger committee, a smaller committee, a different committee. So the Rambam makes the same point. So it's interesting, the Rambam says the way they define it doesn't even fall under the category of Emunah, and I guess you'd have to judge each one, kifi, what it is. And halachically, traditionally, Shulchan Aruch, it traditionally has been treated as Avodah Zarah, but it goes into not all parts of a church. It's only very specific areas, and that already goes into the specifics of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. What is specifically usher, what's considered just for noy, what's considered gross. But Akaponim, generally speaking, it was considered Avodah Zarah for the reason of either that it's going against the grain of achdus, or it's the fact that it's something corporal. Those are the two possible issues. I don't know. Okay, we can start the next piece now. We have some time.
Yeah,
few minutes.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So the Rambam, I mean, do you have the Rambam here? I'm sorry. I have a photocopy here. I think it's part of this. Okay, good. Let's go back to Rambam, because the Rambam puts the two. So the second Yesod was Achdus, and the third Yesod is going to be the incorporeality of God. Let's go over the Rambam again, how he ties them together. Zayin. It's on the other, it's the back page. This is, these sheets are two different things, but they're one. The Elokai ze echad hu, eino lo shnayim v'lo yes al shnayim. It's not two, no more than two. Ela echad shen ki yichudoi echad acharei tzoyim ba'olam. It's one in a sense that you don't find anyplace else in the world. Lo echad kimin shukoyil lachadim harbe v'lo echad kiguf shenechal kamachas ektzovos ela yichud shen yichud acharei kamoyse ba'olam. Maybe one more point on this before we go on to the next one. Just one of the very difficult issues, almost all the Sfarim that speak about this, whether it's the Baal Tanya, whether it's the Chaim, whether it's any other Sefer, they say that it's not only a question of how many, but there is nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od melevado doesn't mean there is no other God than God. It means there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Bria is just a Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that. One of the issues that came up was, so where are we? You know, that's and very famous, I'll just throw out the Lashon, because that was used, the Mekubalim used a concept called Tzimtzum, which sounds as if an area was cleared out for the world to exist. That language, Nafsha Chaim says so, and Baal Tanya says so, everyone, it's not there. The way it sounds is wrong. You can't, there is no such thing as making a statement that there's an area where, that is devoid, Chas V'Shalom, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is something that's also to say. What it means is that there is an area where we can see ourselves. For instance, let's give an example. You have an embassy located in another country, so there's some sort of legal status where that embassy is sort of off limits to the host country. It's not really, really like that, but it's pretended as such. If they really want to, they go into the tank and take it over. They don't owe anything to anyone, but they allow a sort of semi. A sort of autonomy. So the better way to understand and the right way to understand is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed us a sense of independence and a sense of self and a sense of not having ke'ilu, we could pretend that way. That's what it is. So it's Meloi Cholaretz Kvodo is Kipshuto. The Ayin Mekom Kvodo is because we're looking for it. In other words, we can live like that and think like that, but Chas V'Shalom that there's any mitzvah. No, the Achdus really means all that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the okay. So next time it's from, we'll see the Hemshech of it. So the Rambam says Achdus, and then he goes on to if you were to have many gods, they would be Gufos Ugvios. In order to say many, I need to define distinctions. I can't say there are two gods unless I define each one. If two gods are infinite, well, then where does one start and where does one end? How do we get the number two? So we're going to have to draw lines, and that automatically. So according to the Rambam, the Emunah of Achdus really rests on the Emunah that is not a guf. It seems in the Rambam it's a more primary type of Emunah. Why the Torah needs to say it, I guess, because of Mitzvah Sesei and so on. And we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next time where we know it from, what it's built on, so on and so forth. Okay.
Well,